KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
50 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's KHUM Radio Without the Rules, and Caroline Titus is here from the Ferndale Enterprise. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you, Larry.
I thought it was Thursday earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
That happens, yeah. Nope,
yeah.
Nope, still Wednesday.
Wednesday, because Thursday, that's my favorite day of the week, because the Enterprise comes out.
Thank you, mine
then
too.
Go over to, well, I could go to the Rays in Fortuna, or any of the boxes here in
or
town.
Or the Red Front Store, or Valley Grocery even.
Even
or
Valley.
Go to the post office, get it by mail, day late.
That's a better way to do it. Used to be the same day.
But USPS some changes.
Since you started shipping drugs with the paper, they
exactly.
had to change it.
They've got to kind of sniff it out first.
All right. Well, we check in with the Ferndale Enterprise every Wednesday to see what's in the headlines. And what do we got?
Well, we've got, cuts to all the school budgets, obviously, around the state. No different here in Ferndale. We had a group of parents come to the Ferndale Unified School District Board of Trustees meeting last week asking, is there some way they can get a music program back at Ferndale Elementary? The halftime teacher cost about $40,000, was cut last year. From the budget. So there is no music being taught by a music teacher at Ferndale Elementary. So a group of parents have gotten together and have asked the school board, hey, we're interested in trying to reach out and get some grants, trying to fundraise, trying to somehow establish back some sort of music program in the lower grades at Ferndale Elementary. They have all the instruments sitting there not being used. It's very, very sad. So the school district said absolutely to the parents who want to go out and research and try and get some grants, approach some community groups as well as do some other sorts of fundraising. So we have a story on that, as well as we talked about last week about the school district maybe considering trying to float another bond to pay for improvements at the high school and the elementary school, much needed infrastructure improvements. They heard last Wednesday from a bond advisor who told them, first off, bond is a dirty word, four-letter dirty word. Let's use the word school improvement measure. Much better with voters. And so John Isom from Isom Advisors out of Walnut Creek basically advised them on, you know, the first thing to do is do a survey. Let's see what the community says about the school district. Let's see if the community is interested in paying anywhere from $45 to $60 per one every $100,000 of assessed value of their property. Ferndale is one of the few areas in the state of California that has not had a downward assessment. In other words, our tax base has stayed steady or even grown a little bit with the assessed value of our houses here in the Ferndale Unified School District, which is made up of about 1,800 voters. So we have a story on the reaction from trustees, and they went back in history and talked about a bond we're still paying for here in Ferndale. It was passed in 1999 for about $1.2 million, and some problems that the district had with that bond. It was for building new classrooms at Ferndale Elementary, which it did, but it did not do everything that the voters were told it would do. There's some bad feelings among voters on that bond. So we've got all the details on whether the school board's going to move forward. Meanwhile, Jack Lakin, the superintendent of Ferndale School District, did announce that he has had some discussions with Shell Wind Energy on their, we don't call it, what do they call it? They call it social investment opportunities. Shell Wind, of course, is wanting to bring some wind turbines through Ferndale, put them up on a ridge above Ferndale. And so the school district has given them a call saying, hey, what social investment opportunities, quote unquote, would you be interested in as far as the school district? They said, look, we're into technology, we're into science, we're into math. And so the high school and the district is in desperate need of upgrading their technology program. So some discussions are being held with Shell Wind Energy, we learned.
So the idea there is that Shell Wind Energy might make some social investment in order to be thought of
good
well
neighbors.
In the community.
Good neighbors, yes. I did ask at one time, was there a big Shell checkbook? And Shell representatives took offense to that and said, absolutely not. There is not a big Shell checkbook or one of those oversized checks that you use in those grip and grin photos. So,
nice.
No.
You know what they could do, too, the school board? Like, if it goes through and the turbines are actually finally put up on the hill, just remind Shell that turbines burn. You know, things happen to turbines, and maybe the school board could do something about it in exchange for some more social investment.
As in, are you thinking hooligans? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I'm just saying someone needs to provide some protection, perhaps. Let's just say that. And that
gotcha.
Way they can continue the social investment over the course of
gotcha.
Time.
Okay, great idea, Larry.
All right. Propose that to those nosy parents who want the music program. Maybe they can strong-arm that into.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Also, a story update on the proposed Angelina Wellness Center at Fernbridge, of course, at the site of the former Angelina Inn. Of course, they've been full steam ahead trying to get on the County Planning Commission agenda for a conditional use permit. There's about seven in the pipeline. I think Angelina is the fifth, if I remember, and they were hoping to get on by the end of the year. It looks like that'll be February or March. However, as we all know, the County Board of Supervisors will be taking a look at that marijuana land use ordinance on November 15th, which could maybe change the course of the whether the county is going to still hand out conditional use permits, considering the Fed's action lately with medical marijuana dispensaries. So we've got some comments from Bill Thorington, the proponent of the AWC, and First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith, what he thinks about the situation. And, of course, the other half of the proposed Angelina Wellness Center was going to be or is going to be a restaurant. We've also heard from Bill that the whole mini Mazzotti's plan may change a little bit now that Curly's and Fortuna is out of business, and he said he may be offering more of a steakhouse type situation, but nothing happening in the immediate future. So,
did he buy that building?
He did buy it. He bought it from Mike Renner and his partner of Renner Petroleum, and he has closed the deal. So, yeah. So, as like lots and lots of dispensaries, that the whole landscape has changed, perhaps, and what he thought was going to happen, you know, pretty soon, perhaps is not going to happen, but we'll see. So details on that, as well as a report from the annual Humboldt County Farm Bureau meeting held Sunday night in Scotia. All the details on that. Big acquisition ceremony on Saturday. Larry, if you're looking for free hot dogs and refreshments, head down to the 5th Street Navy Housing Complex, where Congressman Mike Thompson will be there about 2:30 as the city hands over the ceremonial dollar. And receives to the Navy and receives 52 units and the keys. Well, they've already gotten the keys, but I don't know. It's Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at the 5th Street Complex. Free hot dogs, refreshments, courtesy Ferndale Kiwanis Club, free cake and coffee, courtesy the Ferndale Senior Resource Agency. And, of course, we've talked about the fact that 52 units are going to be renovated pretty quickly and rented out to low and moderate income residents for affordable housing, and it's costing the city of Ferndale $1. So very exciting.
Is the plan for free shots courtesy of the palace still moving forward?
You know, you check on that.
Okay.
Dick didn't get back to me on that, so we'll see about that. So lots of other news, as well as a full sports page as the Wildcats continue in football, soccer, volleyball, and we have a short story about a Ferndale man who finished the Humboldt Redwoods Marathon. Of course, you had Mike Drunkers, right? Did he do the marathon?
Yes, he did.
So
yes.
We have a report on a Ferndale man. Mike Miller, 56 years old, had hip replacement surgery at 50 and did his first marathon.
Is he Sunday? The guy who runs in the flag shorts?
No, that's Bill Etter, who holds one of the longest running streaks for running every day. If you look at everyday runners on the internet, there's a log, and he's been running every single day. The guy in the shorts is like 1972 or something.
Wow.
Through illnesses, through travel, through... Never missed a day.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. We've done that story, and maybe it's time for us to do it again. So awesome. All that and much... Much more.
Much, much, much more in the Ferndale Enterprise, which comes out tomorrow. And as always, we want to mention your website. People can get info at
FerndaleEnterprise.us.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks.
There's the Ferndale Report. Go check out the Ferndale Enterprise.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.